Reading for April 3rd, entitled Seek Divine, Not Human Counsel. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James chapter 1, verse 5. There are so many who, when they are in trouble, forget the invitations God has abundantly given and begin to look and plan for human help. They go to human beings for aid, and this is the way in which their experience becomes feeble and confused. In all our trials, we are directed to seek the Lord most earnestly, remembering that we are His property, His children by adoption. No human being can understand our necessities as Christ can. We shall receive help if we ask Him in faith. We are His by creation. We are His by redemption. By the cords of divine love, we are bound to the source of all power and strength. If we will only make God our dependence, asking Him for what we want, as a little child asks his father for what he wants, we shall obtain a rich experience. We shall learn that God is the source of all strength and power. God has been greatly dishonored by His people leaning upon human beings. He has not told us to do this. He has told us that He will teach us, He will guide us. We may come to Him and receive help. What did Christ promise His disciples if they would believe in Him as their personal Savior? Lo, I am with you alway, He said, even unto the end of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Again He says, I am at thy right hand to help thee. See Psalm 16, verse 8. Think of how many promises He has given us, which we may grasp by the hand of faith. When we go to the source of power, we know that we shall receive that intelligence and wisdom which comes from a pure source, which is not mixed with anything of humanity. As we pray, it is our privilege to know that God wants us to pray, to ask Him for help. Ask and ye shall receive. John chapter 16, verse 24. It is for you to believe that you will receive. He wants us to become acquainted with Him, to speak to Him, to tell Him of our difficulties, and obtain an experience in asking of one who never misjudges and never makes a mistake. We dishonor God by striving to get someone who we think understands our case to help us. Has He not given us His only begotten Son? Is not Christ close beside us, and will He not give us the help we need? We forget that the threshold of heaven is flooded with the glory proceeding from the throne of God, that the light may fall directly on those who are seeking the help that Christ alone can give. Taken from manuscript 144, dated April 3, 1901, entitled Early Morning Meeting.